V. So we were doing that, and we met Jesse Belvin, and Jesse was a singer, was a terrific, wonderful singer with a style that was going to knock them out. So he was a surefire hit. I mean, there was nothing going to stop that. But he got killed in an automobile accident. When he was in Pittsburgh, Richard and I went to see him, and we talked with him and spoke with him, and he came out to Richard's house the next day and spent the whole day with us to explain to us how the game was played and where to go, who to see, when we went to New York, because Richard had an opportunity to play his songs for a publisher, but he didn't have money to make records. So in those days, you got a piano player and a singer, and you taught them your song, and the singer and the piano player would go with you into the publisher's office and the little rehearsal room, and you would sing the song for them right there. So that's what we did. Unfortunately, it wasn't as easy as it sounded, and we stayed in New York for a couple weeks. Then we had to leave because we stayed in somebody's basement, and their daughter was coming home, so we had to leave. So we did that for a while, and then we met a guy, and he told us, look, this is how you survive the winter. You go to Midtown Manhattan, to Port Authority, and you get on the F train, and you ride the F train all the way out to the end of the line. You get off, you get back on, and take the train back into Penn Station or Port Authority. Then you get the next train, the E train, and do the same thing. And through that sequence, changing from train to train, you were able to survive the day, and you would be able to not freeze to death.
I'm sure that's it.
We shared hot dogs and that kind of thing. But finally, we ran into this Paxton Music Company, and we went upstairs, and their secretary was proud of the fact that she was from Pennsylvania also.
So I'm sure that scenario...
listen to your song.
Sorry to cut you, my brother, but I'm sure that scenario was replicated many times.
He sang songs for them, and they weren't too enamored of Richard's songs, but what they were wonderful about was the fact that we had a repertoire of maybe 350 songs that we knew all the music to and all the words to. And so after a while, they just began calling tunes. My Romance, Begin the Begin, This Love of Mine.
All right.
And we just kept running down the songs. And the more they called, the more we got to like it. And we had a thing between us because we had done it for so long. And his name was Richard Ball, and he, again, was from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And he married a school teacher, and he turned out to be a teacher. And that was how it all got started.
Now, Adam, you were the first African to host, or African-American, to host a major television game show in the United States in the 1970s.
It's kind of hard for me.
Musical Chairs. Pardon me?
Yeah, it's better.
What was that experience like?
Pardon me?
No, I'm saying that you were the first African or African American to host a major television game show back in the 1970s, Musical Chairs.
Yes, for CBS. It was a strange event because I had just met Dionne Warwick, and then about a week later I met her husband, and he and I got to be friends, and he was doing some announcer work for Donnie Kirshner, but he got sick and he couldn't do the next show coming up, so he recommended me to Donnie Kirshner. So I did the show, and after the show was over, he came to me and said, well, I liked your work and I may have something for you. And he left, and I thanked him, and I didn't hear from him for 2 years. Then one day I got a telephone call, and it was Donnie Kirshner called me up to come in and have a meeting with some of the producers of a new show that they were going to do. So I went in, and I looked at the material and everything, and it was a difficult thing to do because you had to not only entertain and sing the songs as a part of the the mechanics of the piece, you also had to play against the scoreboard, and you had to remember people's names, and I mean, there's a whole lot of things, you know, but that it went well. It's funny because they had a meeting on whether or not I should have a mustache. I thought that was hilarious, but they were dead serious. But with me, the only thing is, I asked them, when we do the auditions, can I go first? And they said yes, you know. So I took my last $300 and bought a new suit, new shirt and tie, shoes, socks, underwear, and went in.
Yes, you got to have that clean underwear.
I already had the audition. Now, as I was going, when I went there and I went through the place where the auditioning people were waiting, I observed that some of them had T-shirts on, some of them had overalls with holes in them.
And you dressed to the nines.
And here I am dressed to the nines, you know. So I went in, and the other element that I knew we killed everybody on was that it took three books for this thing to work. But I stayed up with a piano player I hired, and we did the whole thing to make one book so that we didn't have to stop and go to another book and then stop and go to another book. We just went page after page, just exactly how it was going to run down. So once we got in on it and I came out of there, it was over. Everybody could have gone home.
Well, for this,
Bud Grant, the head of daytime television, said, you know, because they asked him, they said, well, the one we're thinking of is a black guy. So he said, well, if he can do the job, hire him.
We're going to continue that. If you've just joined us, if you're viewing us on YahooNews.com, that photograph you see belongs to Adam Wade, my guest this evening. And those of you who are listening on your iPhone or your iPad, if you know of anyone who may not be in a position to log on toward the website, you can listen to us on your iPhone at 425-905-1825. But more importantly, we'd like you to call our 800 number. The dime is on us. 1-800-420-5593. That's 1-800-420-5593. Make a pledge. Make a donation to this cause. No amount is too small. There's several premiums that you can request depending on your donation, whether it's a $25 donation, a $50, $100, or if maybe you can just afford it $10 a month, we can make those arrangements. Now, Adam, I had the opportunity to work with you as an actor. You have also had the opportunity to travel around the world, sometimes along with your talented wife, Jerry. How, in your estimation, Adam, has the music industry among our people evolved over the years?
Well, it evolved into sort of a do-your-own-thing attitude, because the way it started, way back there when they were doing Robert Johnson at the Blues at the Crossroads and finding that the Mississippi blues, and then they came up and started putting it on records. Then that started the whole thing of a whole record industry. And they would record these guys, you know, and sell the records. So now it was like similar, because they would do their rap songs, put them on CDs, and sell them out the trunk of their cars. You know, so all that middleman group, they were taken out of the picture. And that attitude and those actions in themselves just made it grow and get bigger and bigger with Tupac and, you know, and Notorious Big, you know, they got real big and it's gone that way ever since. They don't really have to pay homage to anyone. They do their own thing. And they've been very successful at it.
Speaking of doing your own thing, Adam, pirating of music, this has devastated the music industry, hasn't it?
I'm sorry, you said pirating the music?
Right, pirating of music, yes.
Yeah, that's, you know, and it's, I guess, that all started with that radio station that was in a, on a boat out in the sea in Britain, where they would pirate the songs and play them, you know. But that's something that happens here too, where they would pirate films, like DVDs, I guess, and sell them on the sidewalk. Of course, the quality of what you get now, if you buy a DVD off the street, is, you don't know what kind of quality you're going to get on the tape.
Absolutely. Maybe watching a film and you just see a head just pass right in front of the camera, right? Adam, before we let you go, you, of course, are an ideal guest on this broadcast of Golden Sunday Sounds. How has Adam Wade been able to maintain that rich golden sound of yours?
Well, I'm fortunate and I'm lucky, and I feel that I am of good fortune, because I can still work, I can still sing. Between you and me and the great post, I had a hip replacement, and I had a what they call a minor stroke, and I'm okay. You know,
hasn't affected the voice.
Yeah, I go to the gym and I work out, and I sing all the time. Because of the stroke, I had to get something to stimulate the left brain, so I went and bought a guitar, and so I'm teaching myself how to play it. So it's those kinds of things. I don't work as often as I used to, and that's because with the stroke that I had, it's hard to maintain focus. So that's
right.
Part of the things that we do is with exercise and the doctors and stuff, is to rebuild my focus and my confidence, you know.
Well, Adam, thank you very much. I know you're a bit under the weather today, and thank you for the time. We're going to continue listening to some of the music from the very best of Adam Wade. Adam, thank you very much, and all the best to your beautiful Queen Jerry.
Ron, Bob, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you always.
Absolutely, my brother. Stay strong.
Peace.
Peace to you, too. Okay, let's just get back to some music from Adam Wade.
You're like a dream, not always what you seem. And though my heart may break when I awake, let it be so. I only know, I have no you swore to me you were my one and only. Though deep inside I knew it wasn't true. Since you've been gone, my days are cold and lonely. I just can't seem to want somebody new. As if I didn't know that you were lying, and that your game of love would cause me woe. In spite your game as if I didn't know. They warned me that someday I'd learn a lesson, and that a broken heart would be the cost. Believe me when I say I'm glad I loved you, even though I lost. As if I didn't know someday you'd hurt me. As if I couldn't tell you'd grieve me so. Loved you as if I didn't know. I still love you as if I didn't know.
Max Rameau with Take Back the Land and the Omojo Village. You are listening to UhuruRadio.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution.
Every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you should be listening to Golden Sunday Sounds with Rob Bob Semple. I'm Carolyn Cooper, and I always tune in to the romantic love song on Uhuru Radio on Sundays from 7 to 10 p.m. Me know you're going to love it.
That ever happened to me. to me.
Best thing that ever happened to me. The one and only Miss Gladys Knight here on Golden Sunday Sounds. We are on our...
The best thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, yes.
The one and only Miss Gladys Knight here on Golden Sunday Sounds.
Oh, it feels good sometimes.
Yes,
I know. Sometimes it feels good to hear yourself twice. We just got an echo and a little feedback here in the studio, but that's all fine. Yes, we're asking that you call us at 1-800-420-5593. 1-800-420-5593. And you can make a contribution to this worthy cause. We're trying to raise $15,000 here at Uhuru Radio and the Burning Spear newspaper online. We have not met our goal. We're getting there slowly. We'd like to raise at least $500 more here on Golden Sunday Sound. So with a $50 donation, you can choose from one of the following. The Uhuru News Burning Spear bag. I've got to show it off, man. You know, the organizer's bag. Okay, it's a beautiful red and gray and black bag, and you can just put your papers in there, your magazines. There's a little pocket on the side for a bottle of water or a bottle of whatever you may consume. But you can only do that after you make that $50 donation. You can choose from that or a copy of Quotations from Amalia Shetella. There's a workout album and a CD by Stickman of Dead Prayers. You can also, for a $100 donation, you can get either a $45 gift certificate for St. Pete Community Acupuncture or a $25 gift certificate for the Uhuru Furniture in Philadelphia. Okay, and for a $250 donation, you can get a six-month personalized weight management program. Did you hear me? A six-month personalized weight management program from Healthy Glow Massage and Wellness. But you have to be either in the St. Pete or Tampa area, or if you want to drive down from Jacksonville, fine. You know. Okay? So Healthy Glow Massage on Sly Avenue in Tampa for a $250 donation. And, of course, our top-notch prize, our top prize is the pair of tickets to join us on the third annual Marcus Garvey Cruise in December, from December 2nd to the 9th. We're going to Cayman Islands. We're going to Ocho Rios, and we're going to meet the Marcus Garvey family again, those of you who joined us last year, and then we're also going to Cozumel in Mexico. Now, we just got a request. No, I shouldn't say we just got a request. We got a request last Sunday on Golden Sunday Sounds, just before we went off the air. And it came from Florence Fraser. Florence Fraser in Georgia. And she requested a song by Whitney Houston. Florence, this is for you and all of you who we can count on. Here is Count On Me by Whitney Houston and C.C. Winans. Me.
Wow.
Count On Me. What a voice that has been silenced. The voice of Whitney Houston and C.C. Winans here on Golden Sunday Sounds. I'm Ron Bob Semple. The second and final day, final hours of our Radiothon here on Uhuru Radio Network, raising funds to improve the operations of this radio station and the Burning Spear newspaper online. Please give us a call, 1-800-420-5593, 1-800-420-5593. That was a request, Count on Me by Whitney Houston and C.C. Winans. That request came from Florence Fraser out in Georgia. Well, a few years ago, right here in St. Pete and the Clearwater area, I had the honor and the privilege of interviewing an icon from the Caribbean, Byron Lee, Byron Lee and the Dragonaires, and I was fortunate enough to chat with him just 6 months before he made his transition. And I'd like to share with you this interview that I did with the late Byron Lee, and while you're listening to us, and that's one great thing about radio and internet radio, that you can listen to us and do a lot else. Okay, if you need a cooking, I know probably some of you may be watching the playoffs. Yeah, I mean, just mute the television, okay? You can mute the TV, and you still can listen to us on YuhuruNews.com, or you can listen on your iPhone or your iPad. And for you to donate on online, if you are unable to call us, you can log on to YuhuruNews.com/ and the word donate. Here's the interview that I did with Byron Lee as I had compiled a Caribbean perspective segment, and I'd like to share this with you, the late, great Byron Lee of Byron Lee and the Dragonaires.
Music is my passion. It is my life. I dedicated my life to Caribbean music. And after 53 years, it has paid off, not only financially, but in the discipline and the respect they have now for musicians. Everywhere I go, every single island, they hear about Byron Lee. And when I try to leave, I say to them, safety, passion for the art, our culture, commitment to that passion, and then the discipline. All three lock together tight.
I'm Ron Vaught Semple, and it is indeed a pleasure to have you join me here on Caribbean Perspectives. You just heard the voice of one of the Caribbean's musical icons, Mr. Byron Lee, with whom I had the privilege to sit and chat in Clearwater, Florida. So you can now sit back and relax as we beam and stream here on Caribbean Perspectives.
Mr. Lee, welcome to Caribbean Perspectives. Now, Mr. Lee, you will be 75 years old in a couple of weeks.
73.
How does it feel approaching this milestone?
Well, it's hard for me to say because the music keeps you is evergreen for any other profession, like sports or anything like that. Age rules you out, right? I've heard of I'm a football fan. I'm watching it. Euro 2.
The Euro 2 at 8, yes.
And when you hear people say, when they get to 30, on the wrong side of the football,
ready to retire.
I realize this as musicians and artists, and Ray Charles died the other day, right? People like that. Louis Armstrong, they died when they're old. The profession of music keeps you young. Mm-hmm. Because I can prove it. Because when I was sick, it was the music that pulled me out. The music, entire entertainment scenario, and the music is like a vitamin. Mm-hmm. And the doctor said, the doctors up here in Miami who look after me don't understand my reasoning. I said, doctor, I must play music. Doctor said, well, take a year from the band. I said, you're telling me, you're burying me now. And it is proven right, because when I was in Miami after the surgery, it was hard for me to recuperate a week all the time. But he sent me home for 3 weeks. So when I went down there, appetite opened. Mm. And everything, I started with back on the weight. So I just to say that music, after so many years, would you expect that? I was a bit tired. People says, you're not tired, come off the road, you know, when you're going to retire. Those words are not in my vocabulary.
You have played a crucial pioneering role in bringing Jamaican music to the world. Some 52 years after you formed that band, what's the key to your longevity?
Three words: passion for the art, our culture, commitment to that passion, and discipline. No, it speaks those three without the other doesn't work. It's like a card game. You have to have a king jack so they get flush. Passion for the commitment. A lot of people have passion. Most of them have passion for the art, but no commitment to that passion. And if they do have those two, they would have the discipline. They would dress good on time, rehearsal, the band start on time. So what has saved me over the last half century is the fact that when you go to a variety party and the promoter says, you're ready to go on? Yes, we go on.
From the onset, you determined that your band would be one of the well-dressed, clean professionals. Is this your trademark, and how important is that to you?
When I started music in Jamaica, about 1956, early 50s, we didn't have a national song. We didn't have nobody heard of scat reggae rock city. That is not born yet. So when I got when I used to watch some of the black and white films, I saw how the Elvis Presley, Bill Haley, Benny Kingle was dressed, the Manhattans.
Okay.
So I said, take a page out of the book, and I went out that day. We were the first band to have on a color. We stood the band. All the other bands then in Jamaica used to sit down. They used to play big band music. Duke Ellington, Ben Miller. Sheet score, everybody sit down, and the big band. And I came in and I said, I'm going to change things. Jamaica needs a change. And I took to them the stand up and play band and dance, choreograph. And so the uniform was very important. The equipment, the instruments, to the stage, we have a policy. If the trumpeter says he blows a wrong note, and we leave the instrument, we give it away, sell it the next day, and buy a new one. That's not been my policy, because only then you can get the best, what you call visual, audiovisual. Good sound and good dress. And you carry yourself as well off the bandstand as on the bandstand.
When you attempted that change, was there any resistance from the general populace?
None at all, because they were watching the same black and white movies as we didn't have television in those days.
Right.
We were watching the same Alan Freed, we have Ed Sullivan,
okay.
So they were seeing, and that was around the time of the Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Who has been with your band the longest?
He's in Jamaica, Kyle Brady. He's retired, we retired. Basically, he works in a record company. I own a record company called Dynamic Sons. And he's here as a manager, one of the managers. But our time frame has been, it's what 12 of us understand now. We have four of them who has been with me over 30 years. Another four has been with me over 15. And the young boys up there now, and the young girl has just been with me 5 years. So we're looking at 30, 20, and 4 to 5.
Speaking of Carl Brady, yourself, Carl Brady.
Yes.
Ronnie Nasralla.
Yes.
R.T. East.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronald Peralta.
Yes.
You got together with some crude instruments and formed a band. Tell us about that scenario, how that started.
It's what you call, what goes wrong comes wrong. My parents boarded me, so I just stayed there and this is the father, a sister, they'll go on gladly. And one day, I was giving them trouble. I was a bad boy, you know, that thing like that. So, sister said to me, Baron, what is it that you have to do to behave yourself? I said, sister, I want to play music. And I played the piano. And that's how it all started. So when I went to St. George's College, which was the college after I graduated from school, I played football, now soccer. And a lot of people don't know this, that I was one of the schoolboy top scorers in the 1950s at St. George's. I scored 13 goals, 14 for that year. And then when we won those victories in the 55, 56, 57, three cups a year we won, I used to celebrate the victories at Emmett Park, at Emmett Run in Azrala, Ryan Peralta, Cecil Chu, and Al East. And we used to rejoice of our victories with music. But the piano upstairs was a big piano, it could not come downstairs. I said I had to play a concert, I bought the guitar, you know, did some lessons. And I went from the piano to the guitar, and I went and said to myself, there's nobody in Jamaica or the Caribbean that plays a bass, it's all standing bass.
Okay.
And so, and then again, I watched the Sullivan Show, I watched the R&B artist, and he's using the electric bass. And I have proven the other day that I was the first person, a musician in the Caribbean, to bring an electric bass into the Caribbean.
Tell me about the door that was used as one of the instruments, the spoon.
Yes, the spoon and the door and the biscuit pan and the condensed milk box. You know, it was just a hobby. We played for 3 years without getting a penny. We played from 56 to 59. Just for we were like a mama and papa band, like the Rolling Stones, like Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Our fans now has grown up with us, and their children and the families of their children come to me to have a complete new generation who said, my mother and father, I was brought up in a house where for morning, noon and night I heard Baradine music from my parents. Now that I've graduated, I want to go and see what my parents got married to, engaged to, our birthday party stuff. So we have the following, the following is still sprinkling. We still have our base foundation, but we have the new people coming in now, the new kids and all like that. Mm. That's why we've got to adjust the music to cover. The hardest part of my career has been to cope with the changing times. The repertoire, and we are still in one genre of music. We have been
might not have lasted as long.
It's history. We say, what is happening to me now today? That's why I'm fortunate. All the Caribbean promoters realize that I'm one of the very few bands, if not the only one, that when I play the complete repertoire, I get away with it. When I go there last night and play
it, it was something else. That's right.
And if you look at rock and roll.
And it worked.
Yes.
Are you tough on your musicians?
Yes. And then call my heart taskmaster. You know, because I said to them again, another thing that why, that's why I said in the beginning, you asked me, what has kept me alive so long? So many things, but I can pinpoint it now. A musician, most of them today, especially in the Caribbean, don't know the difference between music and pleasure. Or work and play, because they're very interlocked tight, and for the world it's only profession where you play to work.
Yes,
so the musicians go up there and they figure out, the people dancing and drinking and a girlfriend on the bottom of the bed, that girl. And that's all the bands that break up, because the musicians then just feel that they don't come to work, they come to play, which is that it's a pun on words. So that is why I have to put hard in them.
Last night, you were just on stage for about 15 minutes. However, I observed last night that you are a part of every aspect of that presentation. You are there early, make sure that you're there to sound check. When I introduced myself to you, you mentioned that there's some stuff that you have to tweak. Is this something that you try to pass on to those younger members of the band, that you have to have this kind of discipline in a leadership role?
The phrase that I have used, which works, it's very simple to understand. I drill it into everybody in the organization, even management, my support staff, the musicians, the technicians. If you fail to prepare, be prepared to fail. Whenever anything happens at all, I use those for that phrase. If you fail to prepare, be prepared to fail. Now look at last night. We came in late, a little late, from Miami, flew from Jamaica. We still had to go down there on sound check to make sure that the system is set up. Because the last thing in the world I want to do, and this is where if I write my book, I'm going to say this is criticism of all Caribbean artists, maybe all back. Why keep going back to Caribbean? Is I deal with my music as part of my life. I don't want to compare to the international world. Caribbean music to me is passport for all Caribbean people who live in the Caribbean or live abroad. Because when we play abroad in a remote part of the world, we let them be, for that night, a first-class citizen. Most of them are not first-class citizens, you know, that they're immigration, they're immigrants. So I want them to feel that their music is their pride and joy. And they realize it too. The thing that annoys me, and when I go to somewhere to hear that the band that started before, I don't, they're good musicians. Why do they have to come so late? And when the people come in, you hear them checking, testing, one, two, boop, boop. You know what I mean? That's a disgrace to the profession.
Yes, it is. Yes,
see,
it
you
is.
Come up there, you look, are you coming in, you pay big dollars at the door, and you look and you see the people dressed in T-shirt, sneakers, and they're starting to... So that is taking us back 20 years ago.
Yes, sir.
So I have tried in the 50 years to bring the standard of the music of the Caribbean artists to a level where when you put it up against any foreign act, regardless of how big they are, we can at least hold our own.
On a personal note, sir, your father was of African descent, or as some may say, ascent. Your mother was Chinese.
No, the other way around.
The other way. I'm sorry. Your father was Chinese, and your mother
was
African descent.
Yes.
How did their different backgrounds and cultures mold Byron Lee?
Well, then it was what you call, I was heartbroken then, because music, when I started it, was not something you look up to. It was something that was for the poorer people, our musicians. They had brought it on themselves. They, first of all, they took the money in front and didn't turn up or came drunk and came the same way, out of uniform and all that. So when I started, I said, my father called me, says to me, Byron, he spoke broken English Chinese. He says, I send you to school, you get a good education, right? I want you to be a doctor. I know you go play music. Foolish boy. But my mother always said to me, don't follow him, don't follow your father. And she bought the piano for me, and that's where I started to play. So for me to learn to play, dedicated from her, when I went to wanted to go to a cowboy movies the weekend, we lived in the country. I bought a piano for her before she took it to the theater. But my father also gave me a cute business sense that the Chinese here are not it for. Where money is important, but what comes first is whatever you are doing. Look at the Beijing Olympics now. It's going to go on, they're doing most fantastic. But the Chinese feel that they're looking down the road. They're not looking for the present and the recover the money right away. They want to make sure they stay with the band. The performance fee, I can play with, but that never compromises sound. Our presentation, those two things, because at this stage, you know, you have to help promoters somewhere. Western promoters are struggling, so you set yourself what it gets to, what you do, and you make different arrangements.
When not playing music, what does Byron Lee do for relaxation?
Music.
Yes, sir, that was the late great Byron Lee. I was chatting with him about 6 months before he passed, about it's almost 3 years ago. And we'll continue with part two of that interview I did with Byron Lee. And yes, we still would like you to give us a call. Give us a call at 1-800-420-5593. We look any contribution that evening right here in St. Petersburg. It was a pleasure and a joy for me to talk with him. The way he expressed himself and his gut himself and his life, his health, and the future of music, and him being an icon, he would never give one the impression that he is always a cool, calm, and collected man. He is passed his gifts on to his children, and it was a real pleasure for me to chat with Byron Lee just about 6 months before he made his transition. So give us a call, please. 1-800-420-5593. That's 1-800-420-5593. Let's get back to our interview with Mr. Byron Lee, and then we'll continue with some Golden Sunday Sounds here on Golden Sunday Sounds.
Have any of your children been a member of this band at any time?
None. The closest I came was my brother. My brother who used to play guitar. Oh, my family. Sorry, my family. My brother, two brothers, are, you heard of Third World?
Yes.
Third World. But my brother, Willie Stewart, was the drummer. Was the drummer in the Third World band.
Okay.
He started with me first.
Okay.
I trained him. And then he moved on to a band called Third World.
Evo Cooper.
Evo and mm-hmm. Willie Stewart. Mm-hmm. Willie Stewart, the drummer. The great drummer. The drummer.
Okay.
My brother. My other brother called Pablo or Paul had a band called, what's the name of the band? Tropics. Yes, Tropics. But he died. And so that's the second part. My other cousin, my nephew had a band called Roots. And so the whole family, but my children are not musical, man. My daughter is. Well, my daughter played the piano. Mm-hmm. She's a lawyer. And my other daughter loves the business where she does help in the promotion, okay, and their website and everything. But apart from that, there's nobody else. And my two sons run the record company. So I'm very fortunate to have a part of the family that's in the record business and music business, but not actually the musicians who run the record company. And then I have my other daughter who's helping me now with the website and carnival. And then my other daughter who plays the piano. Just professional, not professionally, just amateur.
Speaking of carnival, let's go back to 1990 when you launched the Jamaica Carnival. Was that a risky venture?
It was a risk then, and it is still a risk because unfortunately Jamaica really hasn't proceeded where I thought it would be. Jamaica is the last of the 26 islands in the Caribbean. No, they're the younger baby in the block. Before that, we went to Trinidad every year for 37 years. We was on the route for 20 in Trinidad. Barbados, St. Lucia, Grenada, Antigua, all those people are carnival. We're called Eastern Caribbean. Jamaica was considered not a part of the Caribbean. We had reggae music. We had a different time. We were always up behind it, one over behind it. And so therefore they considered us a Northern Caribbean, which meant that we lost Bahamas and Cayman, didn't know about Calypso at all. Didn't know about reggae, rocksteady, ska. So when I went to Trinidad every year and I saw the amount of fun and excitement and euphoria that the people on the road got on Carnival Day, where, and that day everybody was one for Carnival Day. You didn't have up, down, mid, down.
Okay.
You had one person, people of all walks of life. I said, I'd never go back to Jamaica. But I had difficulty in the beginning. One, the reggae fraternity. They know that whenever I do anything, I do it very well. They feared that I'll take soca music or calypso and hurt the reggae or dancehall. And I went to go on radio a couple of times on TV and says, gentlemen, I'm a musician from long time. I head start the music here. If you think that 3 months or 3 weeks of soca music can damage reggae, then take another look at the reggae. It meant it was never ever that strong. And from those words, they accepted it. So now what is magnificent about it is Carnival just finished. We're on the road again. 120,000 people, most of them dance or reggae, roots man, was on the road jumping up the calypso. The Rasta guys, and them lobster line, jumping up and dancing and singing.
So initially, because of your popularity, did the natives feel that you might have been competing against the Trinidadian Carnival?
Sorry, it's not again. I mean, it's Trinidad. Yeah.
When you formed the Jamaica Carnival,
yes.
Was there the sense that Byron Lee is popular and now he's crossing over into our side of the fence?
From the Southeast and the Caribbean.
Yes.
Yes, that is correct, because in fact, I'll tell you this, when I started it, their BWI was running. They support their carnival everywhere because their product is their trademark. They flew their bands all over the world. When I started in Jamaica, they wouldn't give me a ticket at all. And one of the remarks that the BWI chairman said to me, I knew him well, Mr. Lee, how can you expect us to support Jamaica because you're going to take away our music? And I told him the same thing. I said, if we as a reggae country, using Carnival now after Europe, you're sure that is, then it was 110 years, or 108, Jamaica Carnival is now 20 next year, 20 years. Then I said, your Carnival of how your procedure of Europe is not what it's supposed to be. Because we are, Jamaica Carnival is only an implant of the Trinidad Carnival, as I know it, done in Jamaica.
And in certain instances, an extension.
Extension. It's like a transfusion. Mm-hmm. A transfusion of culture and music. And the thing about it is that our music in Jamaica dancehall, when it goes into the Caribbean now, they're pulling out bigger crowds than your local things. We could train that 45,000 people in on there when Sean Paul the other day on the went, and Shaggy and Beanie Man. 40,000 people. No calypso act or soca act. Just pull out a lot of people, and they know it.
Why do you think this reggae beat has lasted so long?
Again, a couple things. We came at the right time. You know the phrase that there is nothing before its time is correct. And how I had a part in that again is my studio was one of the most developed, sophisticated studios in the 70s. And all of the British acts came to Jamaica to record, right? One, because the grass was greener, right? Mm-hmm. And they're influenced by Jamaica music, called Jimmy Cliff, Peter Tosh, and Bob Marley. And Eric Clapton called me and said, I want to record in the studio, and I want you to do, advise me what tune must do for Bob Marley, from Bob Marley. So I looked at it and said, you have a choice. You can either do I Shot the Sheriff, and I played them for him, and he picked I Shot the Sheriff. And that's how it was projected into the world. That is why it's reggae, the music of Jamaica, maybe it would have come now, but take a long time. But at then in the 1972 period, when Jamaica, the world was looking for something new, along came Clapton, a top artist who recorded I Shot the Sheriff. In 1 week, it went to the Billboard charts, 6 million. 6 million copies, it's a singles then, no CDs. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 6 million copies, and that projected the music of reggae into the international world. And then it set up Bob Marley, was ready, and he came, you know, as a forerunner. And he was really the man who made Jamaica known and the music of reggae known. So that is why, now we talk about the musical end, why reggae is hard to break. I'm sorry, soca is hard to break alongside reggae. The music, the Caribbean people are lazy people. They're laid back. And you notice, so you're laid back to 106 beats a minute or 100 beats. Soca music, today they roll 160 beats in them. So how many will it with Jamaica? You can't last long when they do that. So, so what I think is great in soca music is that the producers in Trinidad think of one thing only, the road march. Mm-hmm. And they beam everything to the road march. Mm-hmm. And realize that when Carnival is finished, you have 9 months of the year that people have to do, listen to easy music. Mm-hmm. Right? And I remember once I spoke to a lady, she's an American, Afro-American, she's a nurse in New Jersey. She said, Mr. Lino, I buy all your records, because it has a groove about it, so even though when you buy the other people's records, and they're coming home from work and I'm in traffic, you're jumping away, it shows off the mind. Music is a powerful medium.
Yeah? Yes, it is.
So when you lay back, boom, back, boom, back, it gives you the space to breathe, because the space is also an instrument. The space, and is what I criticize all the time, soca music for. You're trying to capture the live music on the road to put on disc, which can't work. It has to be an event. There's not a music like soca or calypso for the road marches, or the parade. But when it comes to recording longevity, right, continuity, you have to come pull the beat back. And that's why reggae now is so popular, because it is right close to the rap, because you hear how Sean Paul has cross-fertilized it. With the rap and the dance hall.
And it worked, right?
It works,
yeah. What's ahead for Byron Lee?
Well, I feel that as long as I'm alive, and there's no life without music, as I said to the doctors, Dr. Bashan, he said to me, well, you're going to make up your mind, you're going to come off the road, you're going to let somebody else run the band. And I said, doctor, can't work. And he said, why? I said, because you're sentenced with the death. You're sentencing me to death. My life is around the music. And even if I go on holidays to relax, what relaxes you is what I work for me, music. Mm-hmm. So I'm always committed. And but it is not because look at last night. I enjoyed myself so much last night. It was as you said, a play to work. But I think more of the play. As long as the people are happy, as long as when you leave, people come to you and say, great job, I enjoyed myself, I got the money's worth. You see, when we play like the last night, we played for 2 hours and 20 minutes, 2 hours and 15. Right through, no breaks, the sound of dogs.
That's right.
Running here, music here, all the genres of music. We played about maybe 9, 10
sure
different
did.
Types of music.
Yes.
Back to back. Nobody left the floor.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
Including yours truly. The reason I chuckled before, when you retire, in whose capable hands will the Dragonaires be left?
Well, you have asked a question that I put it right. I was asked, when are you going to retire? I use the same interview that Mike Douglas used when Ray Charles was alive. He says, Ray, who's one of my great, great mentors, because Ray Charles, with his big band and everything, he was one of the people that started and influenced Byron Lee. And Mike Douglas said to him, when are you going to start or retire? And you know, Ray Lee put on his glasses and said, that glasses, that you're looking for something. He said, from what? From what? What you going to retire from? So you see, because there's no other substitution. That I guess you're going to sell insurance today and put the car tomorrow. The music and this don't say music. The music is entire scenario demographics is one which no musician can retire from, and especially a person like me who has seen and held over 50 years, 10 to 5 decades of music and culture. And electronics, look at them today. I brought you all those equipment out of in front, not on the stage or in front.
Yes.
I bring them every year, everywhere I travel in the world. We make it big, lightweight. We spend a lot of money to buy because that is studio equipment, digital. So I've been through analog, which is vinyl, cassettes, the digital arena now. Because when the people know today here, your CDs in the car, my CD, it's a tiny whiny. You come in the car, you're tiny whiny. And you have your valet parking, you walk through the venue, the band is playing tiny whiny. And it's not sounding good. He says, well, you're competing against yourself. You're coming from a CD in a car to an audience into a big room, and so you say, we had trouble getting the song in the beginning. You're right. Because unless I can get the song that is on the CD and hear fully what is happening, and if I am happy, I know the people hear what I hear. And then the quality, because years ago you could get away with distortion a little bit and you know, things like that, but now you can't because of ears.
It's amplified.
And CD and the quality, you have to compete with that. And we do the same thing in the studio. I'm just completing my album now, which is called She's Rolling Soca Royal.
Looking forward to that.
Yes, and you know what's inspired? The CDs are always very simple done. Where when you come in the stage, I start, you hear exactly what's on the CD. We don't try to embellish.
Okay.
Or do the bands, a lot of bands, you have two songs, you have a bandstand sound and a recording sound. We try to keep it. Because in the memory of people, they remember how the CD sounds. So they come to the place, they want to hear the same thing. The same phrases, the same tunes, don't change the lines, don't change the arrangements, because that is what.
Before I let you go, Mr. Lee, what advice would you give young, budding musicians?
Coming back to the same thing I said. Passion, go out there, your music is your passport. Proud to be, bring your little thing when you play the Caribbean. And we're part of the world now. You notice the Caribbean people are coming here for their flags, represent their country. Audience of the Caribbean people today, I know that as a part, use their music as a passport. They say to their American friends or their European or whatever it is, come and listen to my band. You know, I'm from Jamaica, the singer is from Guyana, and the other one from Trinidad. We don't say we are Trinidad band, Jamaican band, we are Caribbean band.
Caribbean.
When a person says to somebody else, my band is coming to town, and say the guy is from St. Kitts and the woman is American, okay, the your band and you live in St. Kitts, there's a Jamaican band coming. I never liked to be advertised as a Jamaican band. Caribbean music. The rhythms of the Caribbean vibes. But then only then truly can you say you represent the Caribbean. With his music and culture, and the singers themselves have got to be. When a Guyanese come and hear Joe speaking in a Guyanese accent, they feel at home.
Yeah, we just chatted with him. We're both Guyanese.
With a Trinidad accent, they feel at home. And in the Jamaican, you know, why am I with an Albert McGill?
It's called adaptability.
Adaptability, yes, yes.
Mr. Lee, thank you very much, sir.
Why do I keep fooling myself when I know you love someone else?
So welcome back to Golden Sunday Songs. I'm Ron Bob Semple. That's an interview that I conducted with the late Byron Lee about 6 months before he passed. And of course that's the voice of the mighty Sparrow, Slinger Francisco. Only a fool breaks his own heart. So please don't break our hearts. Give us a call please at 1-800-420-5593, 1-800-420-5593, and make a contribution to this cause. We are in the process of raising much needed funds to improve the operations of the Uhuru Radio Network as well as the Burning Spear newspaper online. With a $25 donation, you can find out from our volunteers exactly the different premiums that you can choose from. O'Malley Ejotela speaks on Trayvon Martin. We're going to have a short tribute to Trayvon Martin, a musical tribute to Trayvon Martin a little later in the broadcast. Chairman's book, One Africa, One Nation, and everyone who becomes a member at the $25 level, you will be put into a lottery and be eligible to win the contemporary art book from Haitian-born Gregory Vorbe. And for a $50 donation, you're entitled to the organizer's bag or the workout album. For a $100 donation, you can choose from the Burning Spear Publications, a 5-DVD set featuring presentations by Chairman O'Malley Ejotela, or a $45 gift certificate, a beautiful a Chinese vase from Uhuru Furniture in Oakland. And for a $250 donation, you can either choose a Uhuru Means Freedom set, which comprises of a head-to-toe set from Uhuru Planet, maker of revolutionary apparel and gear. The set includes a t-shirt, a bag, and socks with the message Uhuru Means Freedom. Or you can get a 6-month personalized weight management program from Healthy Glow Massage and Wellness. Mr. Joe Thomas donated 6 months of personalized weight management program for a $250 donation. You can choose that 6-month personalized weight management program under the direction of massage therapist Joe Thomas. And his website is healthyglowmassage.com. So please give us a call at 1-800-420-5593. That's 1-800-420-5593. Let's get back to some Golden Sunday Sounds with the help of Miss Felicia Prasad, asking for your support.
Hi, I'm Felicia Prasad, and I encourage you to support the Uhuru Radio Network because it's independent, it's community, and it's pro-black.
Hi, I'm Alan Bomar Jones, and you're listening to Golden Sunday Sounds with Ron Bob Semple.
Someone else, I can tell by the way you carry yourself. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. Love and lost same as you, so you see I know just what you've been through. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I just got to take care of you. You won't ever have to worry. Won't ever have
is no doubt in my mind. I know what I want to do, and just as sure as one and one is two.
About you, girl, chills run up and down my spine, and if my wish would come true, girl, I'd be with you all the time. Long
tonight. remember. For in that moment, dear, I knew that while my lips kissed another, my heart was yearning for you. I went and kissed her last night. I'm sorry if I kissed her. Forgive me, baby, if I love you. Just like I did before, but before you smile and walk through that door, I don't want to cry, really don't want to cry no more. You go like the morning sun. I was serious all the time. You were having fun.
I just can't stand it. you to take me where I belong, where hearts has been broken with a kiss and a song. Spend the rest of my day without any care. Stay with me in the valley of tears. Words has been spoken, so sweet and low, but my mind is made up, love has got to go. Spend the rest of my day without any care. In the valley of tears,
the valley of tears.
Wow, wow, wow. I didn't interrupt because I know you've been enjoying that music, those golden oldies. We just heard from Fats Domino, Valley of Tears. Before, Chuck Jackson and Sissy Houston, I Don't Want to Cry, Moment of Weakness from Johnny Nash. I hope that we can be together soon. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes featuring Miss Sharon Page. You weren't the only one listening and enjoying those golden sounds, but you weren't calling us, huh? No, you weren't, because I see at least about 22 of you are viewing us right now. Gaida Cobron, she called in and made her donation of $50. Thank you very much, Gaida. And she's going to get the quotation books. And she just left a message with us. She said she appreciates Uhuru Radio and Burning Spear Newspaper Online. Ron's show is very professional. Thank you very much, Gaida. And she hopes that this innovative broadcast, which really speaks to the interest of African people, is built to a great proportion. And we tell it like it is. And let's go forward, which is the only way. Forward ever, backward never. For a $100 donation, you can choose the Burning Spear, as I mentioned, the publication, the 5DVD set, which includes Zania, The Land and the Revolution, O'Malley Yeshitele speaks on Trayvon Martin, Africa is Not Poor, Africa is Being Looted, Neocolonialism and the Class Conflict, and One Africa, One Nation. Just before we continue with Golden Sunday Sounds, we'd just like to pay a short tribute to Trayvon Martin. You know, that case is on the minds of a lot of people throughout this world, and one really does not know how this will be resolved. Here are the parents of Trayvon Martin being interviewed, and then we're going to listen to a poem by a young poet out of South Africa. And he had some very interesting words that he strung together. So here is that tribute to Trayvon Martin.
Just remind us who Trayvon was and what kind of young man he was.
Very bright young man. Trayvon loved his life. He loved his family. Very upbeat kid, mild, laid back. Never been in a run-in. Never had any run-ins with the law. Trayvon was a people's person. Mm-hmm. He was my hero. Mm-hmm. And he'll be sadly missed.
Why was he your hero?
Trayvon saved my life. At the age of 9, he pulled me out of a fire, went back in the house, got the phone, came back out, called 911. He saved my life. And at his time of need, I wasn't there to save his life. But I pledged my life to continue to push forward until we get justice for my son.
And I'd like to talk to you about a conversation that I have had in my own home. I have a 24-year-old son, and every black mother I know, I don't care what she does for a living or who she is, has had what we call the conversation with our young sons about how to react if you're ever in an encounter with the police or someone in an authority position. Had you all ever had that conversation with Trayvon?
Yes, we have.
What did you told him, Sabrina?
Well, we talked to him, of course, about the birds and the bees, but this was a different conversation. We have talked to him. Trayvon has a grandfather that is a retired police officer in Miami. Mm-hmm. So he knows to respect authority. He knows about the police. He's not afraid of the police. However, he's seen this guy as a stranger. Mm-hmm. So, of course, he's going to try to run. He's going to try to get away. He's going to try to avoid any situation. And that's what we really believe, that he was really trying to get away.
Does it make any sense to you that he would have confronted George Zimmerman, especially if you're saying he had no idea who he was?
No, he would not have confronted him. Trayvon did not have a weapon on him. It just makes more sense just to, you know, if you have a gun, to confront somebody. It's clear to us that he was trying to get away.
I'm just another black boy from the dark continent, and that brings me joy, I mean great amusement, because I now bear the skin of my ancestors who still got their freedom in the midst of those cruel oppressors. They brought me up in the African way. I was given African principles, some things I should never say. And I'm still following taboos even as an adult, because I can't do away with them. Don't blame me, it's not my fault. It's because I'm just another black boy. I was taught to use the right hand in all my endeavors. Shake hands, also use it when I'm taking favors. Use the right to throw punches during a fight, and also use it when I'm eating a diet. In my home, the right is a sign of respect, and expressed through the society like how chicken pox affect. So don't think I'm lame when I don't use my left. It's because I'm just another black boy. My mom always told me to put my arms on my back when I'm talking to grown people. Learn to say please to even my co-equals, because the only time I said it was when I did something illegal just to avoid being whipped. I had to greet everyone I met from morning to evening, especially the old folks who sat on long benches smoking pipes and reasoning. It was like good morning, good evening, with a salute like I was a soldier. It was work for me, but I still kept my composure. And don't think I'm just another recruit into the army. It's because I'm just another black boy. I had to get out of the room when visitors came to my house. And if I didn't, my mom would shout at me to get out, because kids are not supposed to hear what their parents talk about. I first thought they were part of an illegal business, but now know it's a thing of old and has its own uniqueness. Most of these principles were my weakness, but was corrected the African way. Spare the rod and spoil the child. I have cane stripes on me like zebras in the wild. But please don't console when you see me crying, because I'm just another black boy. In the past, I have to give my seat out to the elderly people, even though I pay. So I always pray for extra seats like the National Theater with no audience. And it's so annoying giving your seat out to aliens. I'm talking about people you've never met before. And seeing me standing in the bus is an eyesore, especially when it rumbles in potholes. I try to catch my balance, grabbing on seats, shoulders and the roof poles. But I sometimes trip and fall. I pay to suffer, and it gets so funny because of my height and all. But please don't try to help me up when I'm down, because I'm just another black boy. Bringing a child up the African way is the best you can find, because it's based on love and respect. And I have all of those, but if I go wrong at a point, my mom will sit me down and correct. She wants this boy to be an African, so she never neglects. Always has an eye on me like the police do to crime suspects. Spare the rod and spoil the child. I have cane stripes on me like zebras in the wild, but I don't care if they treat me the hard way, because I'm just another black boy. Like
a comet. That was our tribute to Trayvon Martin, just another black boy. Well, there's not only trouble in Sanford, Florida. There's so much trouble all over the world. Here is none other than Robert Nestor Marley. That documentary on Marley's life will be coming out. It's being shown in spurts around the country and the world, but it will be released officially later on this year. Robert Nestor Marley, So Much Trouble in the World.
Mr. Karen Cooper, when we look at the internet, we tune in to Caribbean Forum with Rambab Sento for the Uhuru Radio Network. See you.
Right on. With Take Back the Land and the Omojo Village. You are listening to UhuruRadio.com, the online voice of the International African Revolution.
I'm all alone now, just thinking of all the little things she used to say to me. Blow me a kiss from across the room. Say I look nice when I'm not. Touch my hair as you pass my chair. Little things mean a lot. Give me your arm as we cross the street. Call me at 6 on the dot. A line a day when you're far away. Little things mean a lot. Don't have to buy me diamonds and pearls. I never cared much for diamonds and pearls, but honestly, honey, they just cost money. Give me a hand when I lost the way. Give me a shoulder to cry on. Whether the day send me the one of a secret smile to show me you haven't forgot. For now and forever, that always and never, little things mean a lot.
That's what I'm trying to do. I know you've been hurt before, and you've been
Just like you, to someone I can tell. so sad. I know it's alright. But life goes on, and this world keeps on turning. Let's just be glad we had this time to spend together. There is no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head on my pillow. Hold your warm into my body, close to the whisper of the raindrops grow softly against my window. Hey, all in that, make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along, and I'm sure you'll find another. But baby, please remember, I'll be here. I'm gonna stay right here. If you should ever find me need, yeah, don't say a word about tomorrow or forever and ever and ever and ever. There'll be time enough for severance when you leave me. For the good time. Oh yeah. For the good time. One time, girl, one time. Hold a wall and tender body close to my heart. Oh, baby, won't you hear that whisper of the raindrops, of the raindrops, blowing softly. Against my window, oh, oh, oh. All you gotta do is, all you gotta do is make believe you love me one more time. For the good
ties. For the good times, here's what you ought to do.
Voice of the Iceman, Jerry Butler, for your precious love. Before Al Green gave us some good times, and we've had some good times over these 2 days of this Radiothon. We were not able to meet our goal, but please beware of the fact that this Radiothon, the 2 days of the Radiothon, will be rebroadcast during the week. So the 800 number that has been given out or had been given out, no one likely would be there to answer your call, but you can always log on to the website at uhurunews.com/ and the word donate. uhurunews.com/donate and make your contribution. And speaking of contributions, I'd like to acknowledge and thank you for a $25 pledge from Will Lockett. And we appreciate that. That pledge is made online. And Will is out of, is that Philadelphia, Binga? Chicago. Okay, thank you very much, Will. And there's a note that was left, another $25 donation from Enamake. I hope, my brother, I did justice to your name, but this is the note it left. As a Native revolutionary, my work with the Uhuru movement through the Uhuru Solidarity Movement has helped to greatly expand my political consciousness. I spent years as part of the Marxist left, but now I work to apply the analysis of African internationalism to the situation facing First Nations people in the United States and Canada, combined with the insights of many Native revolutionaries. As I strive with other Native revolutionaries to build a revolutionary movement within our own oppressed communities, I wish the Uhuru movement all the best in both this Radiothon and in all its important work, whether in the Americas, Europe, or the continent of Africa. Tawiwi, moving forward without defeat. So we're getting to that time. Let's wrap it up. Some more Golden Sunday sounds. I know that we've put you probably in a nice mellow mood tonight. And just a reminder of that mellow mood, here is one of my guests last weekend out of Jamaica, Dr. Carolyn Cooper.
Every Sunday from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you should be listening to Golden Sunday Sounds with Rob Bob Semple. I'm Carolyn Cooper, and I always tune in to the romantic love song on Uhuru Radio on Sundays from 7 to 10 p.m. Me know you're going to love it.
Soulful sound of King Curtis, Soul Serenade. I know some of you who might have listened to me on other broadcasts of Golden Sunday Sounds heard me tell the story back in Guyana in the late 60s. King Curtis came to Guyana, and I went to see him, of course, a music lover as I am, and he walked through the audience with an alto and a tenor sax in his mouth at the same time, harmonizing. It was an awesome experience. This has been an awesome experience for us these last 2 days, raising much needed funds, as I mentioned before, to improve the operations of the radio station, your community radio station, and the Burning Spear newspaper online. And you've seen him yesterday and today, and probably been hearing him every Sunday with Africa Live. But I've asked Brother Nabinga Zimbabwe to come and wrap this evening up with me. He is extraordinary in that he has worn so many hats. I noticed he was wearing even another hat earlier today. But Binga, I want to personally thank you for not only what you have been doing technically, but for the commitment that you have made to make this work. It's not easy. Those who are behind the scenes are hardly ever seen, and I'm going to personally thank just about each and every programmer, host, special guest, engineers, and camera operators who have made this possible. But before we do that, we need to draw the winner. The winner for the for that book, Contemporary Haitian Art, and Binga, if you can, the basket is right in front of you there. Okay, it's Gregory Forbes, Plugging Identities in Haitian Contemporary Art. I'd like to thank Brother Babacar Mboa from Senegal. Babacar, who is an art enthusiast himself. We were hoping that he would have joined us for this moment of this drawing. But Babacar, thank you. Thank you very much for what you have been doing in our community. And he's the international news director of Teleamerica television broadcast network in Southern Florida. So Bingo, if you can dig it up, throw it up, and let's pick a winner for Gregory Forbes. And while we do that, just to share with you, Gregory Forbes is a musician as well as one of the rising stars among contemporary artists. He was born in Haiti in 1966 and continues to live and work in Haiti. His cousin, J.C. Castera, a prominent Haitian artist, recognized the young boy's aptitude for painting and helped nurture Forbes' burgeoning talent. And while growing up, he was fascinated by the beautiful sacred symbols representing the gods and spirits of the voodoo pantheon and the haunting sound of the itinerant musicians who came out to perform during carnival season and Easter. So, Brother Gregory, thank you. Merci beaucoup for this beautiful work. And the individual who will possess this book is... I can't do a good drum roll, man. Okay, and the winner is... Wow. No, it's not Ron Bob Sample. The winner of this book goes to the Uhuru Office of Economic Development. Okay.
It was me.
Yes, right. Thank you very much, and congratulations. Now, as I promised, excuse me, Bingo, if you can just pass my peepers there, please. You know, sometimes... when you get to be 35, your eyes start to go. Yeah, right. Okay, now, there are many, many, many people who are responsible for this radiothon and who have put in a lot of work for months planning and preparing, and I'd like to just go through this entire list and also to thank the sponsors, those who have contributed in many ways to make this possible. And at the top of this list, and at the top of my list, is Nabinga Zimbabwe. Thank you, my brother. I'd like to thank Diop, Aubala, Andrew Calhoun, Gaida Cambon, Princess Bella, Penny Hess, Norman Richmond, a.k.a. Jalali, Louise Kinshasa, out in Europe, Chairman O'Malley Shatella, Chimarenga Walla, Natty Gilliam, Aisha Fleury, Benjamin Prado, Alex Morley, CCH Pounder, who is in Cuba right now, Edgar Kosi White from Montserrat, Joe Thomas, out of Tampa, Felicia Passad, Jeanette Baker, Randy Weston, Etta Sadu, Fenty Tholley, Nurse Jesse Belvin Jr., Nurse Midwife Mary Caroma, engineers and the camera operators are Jesse Neville, Keisha Bolton, Kefara Barron, Johan Benningfield, Jeff Harris, our set design from Juan Onozene, Ishatella. Our phones, our food, our greeting of our guests and taking photographs and promotions, those who are assisting us, Minnie Jackson, thank you very much, Minnie. Minnie is still here. Minnie Jackson, Chandra Rhodes, Marsha Brown, Levon Hendricks, Yushinde Bond, Milk, Julie, please help me with the pronunciation. Is it Hoven? Julie H. Thank you very much. That makes it so... sorry, Julie, but we tried, but Sandra made it a little simple for us. Julie H., thank you very much. Janice Kant, Kitty Riley, is it Riley? Riley, Stephanie Midler, Sandra Thompson, who is on the camera right now, and Sandra has done a magnificent job in really tying things together as our secretary, Lisa Watson. Thank you very much. I hope I haven't forgotten anybody, but if I have, I thank you. I thank you because you have meant a lot. Are there any names that I probably forgot that you'd like to throw in there, Bingo?
Well, there's someone I want to note who was not here for this particular telethon. She played a really significant role last year.
Okay.
And since then, we've lost her. She passed.
Yes, absolutely. And I know you're referring to none other than Sister Norma Bostock.
Yes.
Okay. And that she passed away earlier this year, and she has helped us to organize the phones and the pledge gifts for our first telethon last year, and she certainly will be missed. And someone I missed to acknowledge, please, is another one of our programmers, Olufemi Ejibude, okay? My brother, Kirikiri, Nigeria. We had a wonderful conversation earlier this week, and Brother Femi, we will work on that project that we spoke of. It's all in secret, so we don't even worry, go there. Okay, and our sponsors and those who have donated premiums, we're starting with the acupuncture and herbal therapies, and they can be reached at AccuHerbals. It's ACUHERBALS.com. Authentic Africa, Fine African Tribal Art, AuthenticAfrica.com. That's AUTHENTICAFRICA.com. Healthy Glow Massage and Wellness, under the leadership of Joe Thomas. He was one of my guests on Caribbean Forum yesterday, and their website is a Healthy Glow Massage. That's Healthy, GLOW, massage.com. Marcus Bookstores, marcusbookstores.com. Thank you very much for your contribution. Of course, the Marcus Garvey Legacy Cruise, and we'll be leaving on December 2nd to the 9th. Going to Cayman Islands, to Cozumel, Mexico, and to Ocho Rios in the land of wood and water, Jamaica. We'd also like to thank RBG Fit Club. That's rbgfitclub.com. RBGFITCLUB.com. We'd also like to thank the St. Pete Community Acupuncture. That's St. Pete Acupuncture.com, and also Yuhuru Furniture and Collectibles. We pick up donations fast, and we thank you for your donations over these 2 days. And as I mentioned, this broadcast will be the telethon, the radiothon will be rebroadcast during the week, so you can log on to yuhurunews.com/ and the word donate. YuhuruNews.com/donate. We'd like to also thank Uhuru Planet. Uhuru Planet, for your contribution. And yes, we would also like to thank, yes, Youth Educational Supplies. And their website is YesAfricaLearns.com. YesAfricaLearns.com. This has been a pleasing experience for me, and If with your help, with your contributions, Uhuru Radio can grow and will grow. The Burning Spear newspaper online, as Sister, I think it was, okay, one of our programmers, I mentioned the fact that we not just need financial help from you. You can also volunteer your time, your expertise, your talent. You can donate your equipment, like mixers and computers and microphones and cables. It all makes up this operation, and of course, whatever monetary help you can afford. As I mentioned earlier, no amount is too small. Bingo, just share with me, as I asked Chairman O'Malley at the top of the broadcast, his reflections on this radiothon. From your perspective, share with us your reflections, please.
Well, I think looking at this telethon, especially coming from the last telethon that we did, I can certainly say that we've gotten better at it. And there's a lot of work to be done, but we're certainly developing this process. I see some of the new programs, dynamic programs like revolutions per minute that that nobody can stop talking about.
Oh, that Andrew put together. That was absolutely awesome.
Yes. And of course the incredible programs that yourself and Norman Richmond put together, always great programs. excuse me. And the broad, all the programming that we have on Uhuru News, it's just one of the things that this telethon is done for me is to again point to where we can go, the direction we can move, and that we have to move, because the reality is that we're going to develop Uhuru News. We got to. We ain't got no choice in the matter, because this voice of ours is not going to be silenced. This voice of ours is going to have to continue to be amplified. And what we want to do, what we really, excuse me, want to do is to really broaden the participation of our people out there in Uhuru News, because as we've said quite often throughout this radiothon, Uhuru News does not just belong to the African People's Socialist Party, which built it, but it belongs to the African masses. You know, it's our voice, and of course, voice is useless unless you use it.
Right, absolutely, and it's an alternative ways and means of really finding out the other side, because this entire world has shrunk. You know, I mean, the advent of the internet, things happen so quickly, 24/7, and you don't have to wait until tomorrow morning to find out what's happening in Australia or on the continent or in Europe. You know, I mean, it's just a click of a mouse. And boom, it's there. So thank you all again for your contributions to this radiothon this year. It's a second go around, and as Binga mentioned, he has observed signs of improvement, which is a good thing, because you know there's so much stuff that is being thrown down our throats on every aspect of this worldwide society. And, you know, as I heard someone mention that you can't blame someone for exhaling something they have been forced to inhale. And this world in which we live in today, that is so troubling on many, many aspects. I think each of us has to, as Michael Jackson recorded, look at the man in the mirror. And whoever you see, make a change. Whoever you see in that mirror, if you can make a change, this world could be a little more comfortable place to live in. That's going to wrap it up for us here on Golden Sunday Sounds. I'm Ron Bob Semple. As usual, it's a pleasure playing these romantic love songs of yesteryear. And we'll be returning next weekend with the Caribbean Forum and Golden Sunday Sounds, where we create that atmosphere for you to enjoy with your significant other or even by yourself. Because sometimes you can have a glass of milk by yourself. You can have a glass of vino by yourself. But yes, all fun aside, this has been a rewarding experience. And thank you again. Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Santé sana. And have yourself a productive week. Thank you. Okay. Okay, you got 3 minutes.
Us from different places in the world through Uhuru News, and that really is helpful in spreading the message of APDEP. And in doing so, we've gotten a lot of inquiry about the work that we do. So I know I have a limited amount of time left, and I do want to just say that to make your donation, please call 1-800-420-5593. Or you visit uhurunews.com/donate to make an online donation. And no amount is too big. Well, yeah, no amount is too big and no amount is too small to contribute to make your donation today. I do want to say right now that APDEP is thankful for, you know, having Uhuru News as an engine, as an avenue to display a lot of what we do. And in showing our appreciation, we're going to be happy to donate $200 to Uhuru News during our segment. And this is not something that we consider a deficit in the funds that we raise. It's about contributing to something that is going to allow us to continue to keep putting our message out there. So we want to thank Uhuru News right now, always with our donation of $200. And again, you can continue to do that. The prizes and the gifts that are being offered for today's program are really, really great. At $25 donation, you become automatically entered into a raffle that's going to be announced. The winner is going to be announced in our next segment. So you get the pictures, the book, the Identities in Haitian Contemporary Art by Gregory Borbé, and that really showcases the work of Haitian artists. And just like Binga said in the last session, if you know Haitian art, you know that's great. And there are a whole bunch of other donations. Please go to our uhurunews.com to see.
To be with you.
So nice to be with you.
Can we get some more volume?
But this time, it's my time. It's all the time I have to be with you. So please, never go away. Say you're gone.
Well, it certainly is nice to be with you. I'd like to thank all of you who have tuned in and contributed to the raising of much needed funds to improve the operation of your community radio station and the Burning Spear newspaper online. I'm Ron Bob Semple, and welcome to this special edition of Golden Sunday Sounds. This radiothon has been on for the past 17 hours, and so we will take it on home for the next 3 hours musically. This effort that many volunteers have made to make this radiothon possible. You can be a part of it by calling 1-800-420-5593. That's 1-800-420-5593. Well, we opened the radiothon yesterday with Caribbean Forum, and my co-host for that initial segment was Chairman Amalia Shatella. And we are going to bookend the radiothon with Golden Sunday Sounds, and I've asked the chairman to rejoin me this evening. He is absolutely tired. So I had to grab him at the beginning of this segment. And Chairman, again, good evening. Welcome to Golden Sunday Sounds this time. You've never been on this program of mine. You've been on Caribbean Forum. Welcome, Chairman, to Golden Sunday Sounds.
Well, first of all, let me thank you and express my appreciation to for the professionalism that you bring to Uhuru Radio with Caribbean Forum and with this incredible show here. And you must have known I was coming.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You know, it's a pleasure. You know, when what are your reflections, Chairman, on what has transpired over these 2 days so far?
Well, you know, I'm just really struck by this opportunity to be reacquainted with this profound task, mission of Uhuru Radio, Uhuru News. You know, most of us who connected in some way or another with news organizations of some significance are familiar with CNN or BBC. We see reporting happening around the world. But the thing that struck me throughout this process is seeing Uhuru Radio reach into West Africa, seeing and reporting on what's going on in West Africa, and not just being pretending to be some kind of neutral observer, but acknowledging the fact that we are a part of trying to solve the problems that impact on African people and other oppressed people around the world. Unlike CNN, I used to watch CNN during the height of the U.S. bombing of Iraq, and the so-called newscasters almost acted like spotters, if you will, for where the planes were supposed to bomb various places in Iraq. They were clearly aligned with the oppressors. And you can speak similarly about BBC and what it does, what its mission is. But Uhuru Radio has taken us to Sierra Leone on a mission to expose the conditions of oppression, exploitation of our people, and as also part of a process to organize our people and other people around the world with us in an effort to end this relationship of parasitism and subjugation. And similarly, we had on this show Comrade Luezi Kinshasa, who is located sometimes in London, based in London, but is doing incredible work throughout Europe, places like Luxembourg, and reporting on the fact that we'll be doing an African Liberation Day, the first African Liberation Day ever to occur in France. That's being reported here. And actually, it's a call on everybody who unites with the struggle of African people, whether in Europe or whether here or around the world, to participate in that process. So that's one of the striking things, just seeing, listening to Mother Africa, Mary Koroma, who's the incredible work that she's doing in Sierra Leone, the young Africans who are facilitating this tour that she's involved in, having an opportunity to participate in the struggle to free our people there, listening to the solidarity forces who give us an opportunity to inject the struggle for black power into the white communities here in this country, and talking about projecting the struggle for black power into European communities as well. And what a powerful instrument Uhuru Radio is, Uhuru News is. And if you look at the significance of it, you clearly can see that is something that's much more important, much more significant than a CNN or than a BBC, and even an Al Jazeera that at one time looked like it was going to be on the side of progress and that has capitulated to the interest of imperialism. People, you know, really need this service that's provided by Uhuru Radio, and I'm just struck by that, and we just have to do a better job of getting Uhuru Radio to masses of people so that that more people can experience the benefit of this instrument in our possession.
When you mentioned a moment ago that you're able to get reports from Sierra Leone, from out in London, from the Bahamas, I remember listening to NPR Radio, one of their NPR radio stations, and their drive to raise funds so that their operation can keep going. And they mentioned the fact that it is so costly for them to have reporters all over the world. And so this is one of the reasons why we need your help. We need your assistance here to call 1-800-420-5593. That's 1-800-420-5593. All of you who listen to me on Sunday evenings, for those romantic love songs, just hold up on the love, okay? and just give us a call, and just we'd like to raise as much as we can. Our goal for this segment of Golden Sunday Sounds is just $500. And if we can get at least 10 members and at least 3 or 5 sustaining members, I know we can make it. So give us a call, 1-800-420-5593. I know this may be out of your technical realm, Chairman, where the radio is concerned, but now we're in this age of technology. We've got an iPhone, you've got an iPad, and everybody's got an app. I can foresee, I don't know if you do, but one being able to use their phone and have an app to tie in to the radio station. I know it's not... It's not easy, because it takes a lot. Because you know, you've got to be able to afford. You know what I mean? For one to just have an app to get. Do you foresee something like this happening?
I foresee more than that. I believe that Uhuru Radio will be on the cutting edge of technology. What is occurring simultaneously is the growth of technology dealing with. Electronic media and specifically the internet simultaneously is a serious deterioration of the traditional commercial media. It's catching hell everywhere, and what it's doing in every instance is attempting to imitate folk who have been path breakers, if you will, using the internet and other means by which to develop and distribute information, and it has also exposed the limitations of the bourgeois, if you will, the corporate media that has a stake in the status quo, and people are very suspicious of that and looking for other avenues. And I think that we must necessarily be in front of the technological development as it relates to. All our media, and certainly with the radio. I think for a while, even the ability for people to listen in on Uhuru Radio through their cell phones, etc. For a while, that was a really important development for us. And we have a certain expertise that's connected to our movement that I think is quite capable of contributing to our ability to take it to the next level.
Well, Chairman, thank you very much for your time, your time you've afforded us here on both Caribbean Forum and Golden Sunday Sounds. And please, do me a favor. Get yourself some well-deserved rest.
Well, thank you, comrade, but I think I'm being evicted.
I hope that has nothing to do with me.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having this opportunity. And it's been a splendid radiothon up to now. I'm hoping that more and more people who will be listening over the next 2 or 3 hours will step forward and make the kinds of contributions that will contribute to the development of their media, our media. And thank you for the professionalism, truly, that you bring to this process. We intend to exploit it to the max.
Well, thank you very much. I would not be evicted until 10 p.m., okay? Because we're going all the way. We're going all the way to our goal of $15,000 here on Golden Sunday Sounds. Please give us a call at 1-800-420-5593, 1-800-420-5593. We are going all the way, to 10 p.m. and all the way to our goal. Not only the goal for Golden Sunday Sounds, but the goal for the radiothon of $15,000. Here is Mr. Jeffrey Osborne.
So please, never go alone.
Okay, I guess Boris Gardner just was hanging in the wings, okay? Okay, so we're going to listen to a little more of Mr. Boris Gardner, and again, we are going to go all the way, okay?
It's so nice to be
Osborne, please. You don't have to get up off the couch. You've got your cell phone. The phone is probably right next to the couch. Give us a call, 1-800-420-5593. 1-800-420-5593. And yes, our volunteers are awaiting your call. Okay? 1-800-420-5593. We are going all the way.
Never could make it through. I've got this feeling that we stumbled into what we've both been waiting for, and maybe even more. It doesn't matter where we've been, 'cause this time I know for sure we're going on. The more you near me, the more I know we got it all here. We just don't belong it. We're going all the way. If the two of us don't want it, I need my money on it. Starting today. Certain that there's more than magic in these feelings that we found. We're standing on solid ground, but now we're both ready, ready for the real thing, 'cause our dues have all been paid. We finally got it made. Believe me when I tell you there's no need. We're going all the way. We're headed for forever, and that's where we're gonna stay. The more you near me, the more I know you got it all here. We just don't belong it.
She owes you the sweet in a million like you. A dream in a million come true. I confess that I really don't know why, but I know that I glow like I do. Only once in a lifetime is part to find someone rare as you are. But now you're around, I have really found that there's one in a million like you. In a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share this love that has happened to few. For there's one in a million like you. Once in a lifetime, you know, a love heaven started below. Though it may be rare, you and I do share.
If you only know what I started. I know you guys are probably dancing at home to the platters, One in a Million You. Before we heard from Mr. James Ingram, 100 Ways. They're dancing in the studio right here in St. Petersburg. Welcome back to Golden Sunday Songs. I'm Ron Bob Sepler here on this special edition of Golden Sunday Sounds, our second and final day of our second annual radiothon here at the Uhuru House here at 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Petersburg, Florida. Please, we're asking you to support this worthy cause by calling 1-800-420-5593. That's 1-800-420-5593. For just a $25 donation, you will become a member and automatically entered into a lottery to win this book, Plugging Identities in Haitian Contemporary Art by Gregory Vorbe. We will be announcing that winner toward the end of the broadcast this evening. And coming up shortly will be a recording artist, Adam Wade. I know that the writing is not quite on the wall because we still have not made our goal. Our goal of $15,000 for the radio fund, we are creeping up slowly. And the writing is going to be on the wall if you give us a call at 1-800-420-5593. We're going to hear from Mr. Adam Wade. Mr. Adam Wade with the writing on the wall. And I'll tell you a little bit of Adam Wade, and he'll be joining us on the line shortly. Let's hear some of his music to bring back some memories, I'm sure. Gaida?
I see the writing on the wall.
The love light's gone from your eyes. You're telling me little white lies. It seems you're not at home each time I call.
Each time you call,
I guess that I'd be a fool not to know your heart's grown cool. I see the writing on the wall.
On the wall.
It's not conquer all.
eyes, dear, I see the writing on the wall.
Writing on the wall.
Friends say this won't be the end. You want my love again, but my heart knows better than them all.
Better than them all.
This time I feel it's goodbye. Excuse me if I cry, but I see the writing on the wall.
On the wall.
It's not too hard to read between the lines, dear. It's plain to see love didn't conquer all.
Oh, it's not too hard to recognize the signs, there.
I see the writing on the wall.
I see the writing on the wall.
Suppose I ought to say congratulations, for you've won the only girl I ever loved. But I heard too much to face the situation. Just take good care of her. Take good care of her. Just to be around her was my greatest pleasure. She was everything my future held in store. So remember when you take my only treasure. Please take good care of her. Take good care of her. I must accept it. She loves you more than me. So with my broken heart, I'll bow out gracefully. Please don't send me any wedding invitation, for I couldn't bear to see her there with you. If she's happy, that will be my consolation. So take good care of her. Take good care of her.
Well, thank you, Madam. We've been listening to the writing on the wall and take good care of her. If you've just joined us, you're listening to...
What's been done? How do we mend a broken heart? How do we find a place to start? How can we learn to trust each other?